Luke 15. I looked a while back at this thought of good morning, Lord. And talked about how that we get up in the morning, we ought to spend a few minutes at least in preparation for the day, to where we can make sure that when that happens, that does happen, that we don't know is going to happen until it happens, that we're ready for it when it does happen. In fact, we're ready before it happens. And I have looked at several different things, get ready for a day of surrender, scripture, service, salvation, seeing, standing, staying, and strife. And I thought I was done until I got another thought, and I want to look at that this evening. We should get up every morning and spend a few minutes preparing our hearts for the day and for this type of thing. Get ready for a day of searching or seeking. Brother Chester dealt with this type of thought this morning, but it's definitely on my heart. In these verses, we find the reason Jesus came to this earth, to seek and to save that which was lost, is what it says in another place. It talks about how that, in fact, he gives a parable here of three different stories about a lost silver and a lost sheep and a lost son. And don't get worried about that. Don't let that trouble you. It's a picture of God as a creator. Now, he created mankind, but Adam lost that innocence when he sinned. And that had been found became lost. That's the only time that's happened, by the way. And it's certainly not suggesting for a second that we can lose our salvation. That's eternal. That's secure. We have a home that's reserved in heaven if we're saved. But the picture is, again, here, and it also can be looked at the fact of how God chose Israel as his chosen people, but they turned against him. But primarily just want to look at the fact that so many times we do, and seeking lost sinners. We ought to get up every morning realizing we're going to cross paths with somebody that day who is lost. Let's begin reading verse 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Notice what happens. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. So these verses, these words, are dealing with this issue of these Pharisees, and these religious people came and said, why is he hanging around with sinners all the time? Accusing him. Verse 3, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having a 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. The issue here is twofold. There's something lost and there's something found. And when this that was lost is found, there's rejoicing. It says more than one time that he rejoiced over the fact that he had found his sheep. I say again, every morning we ought to get up and at least for a few minutes put our heart toward the Lord and ask him to help us to prepare for whatever's ahead. And a part of that ought to be every single day that we go out searching. That every morning we say, Lord, I'll be around lost people today. And my path will cross with somebody who's going to hell. Lord, help me to be concerned about that. Help me to be aware of those that I need to speak specifically to. God, when I bump elbows with them or when you bring our paths together as you will, Help me to know what to say. Make it very clear, Lord, where I'll know for sure that's the one. Help me to go out searching today to try and find the lost sheep that you're directing me to. In this parable, Jesus talks about lost. In verse 4, it says, if he lose one of them. I've already said it's talking about primarily the fact that God, as a creator, made man to love him and serve him. But Adam lost that. He lost that innocence and plunged us into sin. And now, therefore, the entire world, everybody who's ever born, is born, listen, lost. Then that's exactly what the Lord's saying in this parable. He talks about loss. He talks about people. Hey, he gives the picture of a sheep, of the shepherd. And that shepherd has 100 sheep, but one of them has gone astray. One of them is out there somewhere, lost, out of the fold, out of the place of safety. Out there, that sheep has no hope. Out there, that sheep will certainly be devoured and probably pretty soon. So the shepherd realizes there's something lost, and we need to realize every day of our lives, there's people all around us who are lost. They're on their way to hell. A person who's lost doesn't know how to get back home. I remember when I was little, I was just talking with Brother Shane a little while ago. We were born in Newbern, and we had woods around the house. And as a little boy, I'd go out there and play army in the woods. And one day I got lost, and I was so scared. I didn't know which way to go. And I'm telling you what, it seemed to me like I was out in the middle of a vast forest. And to shorten the story, I finally found my way out. I guess you know that since I'm here. But I remember the terror of being lost and not knowing where to go or how to get out. And that's what Jesus said a lost person's like. They don't know where to go. They are in a place they cannot get out of unless somebody comes to find them. Unless someone comes looking. Unless somebody who cares comes where they're at and helps them out. But the bad thing about it is that sheep not only is lost, but listen, how much worse would it be if they were lost and didn't know it? And that's how lost people are so many times. They think they're okay. They think, a lot of them think they're going to go to heaven. A lot of them live as they please, and some of them in wickedness, and somehow they think that God's going to have mercy when I die. They're lost, and they don't even realize they're lost. So somebody needs to go to them and show them and tell them the truth. Jesus is talking about looking. He's talking about something that's lost and something that needs to be found. Their only hope is somebody comes where they're at and helps them out. He talks about loss. But he also talks about leaving. Look in verse 4 again. He leaves the 99. Well, that shepherd, if he cares about that sheep, is not going to stay in the fold. He's not going to go just lay down in his tent and forget about it. He is going to go out and look. And by the way, what I believe in my mind, and I don't have proof, is what the shepherds would do, would send their sheep out during the day many times, and they would bring the sheep in at evening, and they would put them in the fold. And I believe in my mind that the shepherd, in putting his sheep up for the night, found out that one was lost. And he knows he can't go out in the darkness so early in the morning. Hey, that's what I'm preaching on. Early in the morning, he gets up and goes out to find that sheep. He goes out to try and find that which is lost. And I think that's what we should do every morning, prepare ourselves to go out and find that which is lost. He talks about lost, but he talks about leaving. He leaves a fold. He leaves the comfort of home to go out. He didn't stand there on the hillside and say, well, I hope it comes back. Hope it wanders back in. It deserves whatever comes. That's always been a hard-headed sheep, and he's been stubborn. If he gets out there and gets trampled, or he gets attacked, or gets killed, he just gets what he's got coming. No, no, no. That shepherd cares enough to go out to where that sheep may be. And friend, now we need to realize part of our searching means we leave. We leave this church and go out. We don't just pray and come ourselves and hope they wander in. A few may. By God's mercy, he may send a few lost people here, and we may see a few saved. But the ministry that we're talking about and the Bible teaches is we are to go out where they're at. That means leaving the church and leaving our comfort. Get off the recliner and go out. Leaving our concerns. So many times we're afraid. What will happen if I try to witness? What will they think about if I try and talk to them about Jesus? What are they going to think about me? What if I say the wrong thing? What if I make a mistake? We need to leave all that behind and go out and say, early in the morning, say, Lord, when I see them, let me know that I see them. Show me what to say. And boy, he'll do that. He'll tell us what to tell them. What a blessing it is when God opens your mind and gives you words that you don't even think about hardly yourself until the time comes. I'm talking about it's a day of searching. He talks about lost, and he talks about leaving. But he also talks about looking. Look in verse 4. He goes after. He's out looking. He's out searching. He's not on vacation. He's not out meeting a fellow shepherd to have a good time of fellowship. He's not out just goofing off and getting away for a little while. He leaves the flock to go and find, to look for the sheep. That means, listen, he has to be attentive. Wherever he's at, he may see a beautiful landscape. Think, oh my. He may see a stream where he wants to do some fishing. He may see a place where he wants to lay down and take a nap. He cannot be distracted by that. He cannot be drawn away. He may see some travelers that seem awful fishy down there, and he's afraid that, listen, they may be bad guys and he may have some danger involved. He can't let that worry him. He's going out looking for the sheep, and he's looking attentively. Listen, every day of our lives, we'll rub elbows with somebody who's lost, and it may be just a cross in just a few seconds. It may be where you're sitting there across from the table at lunch, and that person across from you, God says, speak to them. It may be so quick and so brief as an elevator ride, two floors, and God says, give them a track and tell them Jesus loves them. It's something, hey, all day long we need to start our day ready to look, to search out, to be ready, to be attentive. They're out there everywhere. If we're not careful, we'll miss them. That meeting will go and come. It'll go and come. And we don't even realize. We're not ready. We're not attentive. Every morning, getting ready for the day of searching, for looking for lost people. That one that God has ready. Well, I want to tell you one thing. There was a few months of my life, I wanted somebody to tell me about Jesus. I wanted somebody to tell me how to get out of my mess. And that didn't happen, hardly. And there's somebody out there, God's getting ready. There's somebody who has never heard a word of the gospel. And God just wants you to plant a seed and open their eyes. I'm talking about looking. He talks about loss. He talks about leaving. He talks about looking. I believe he talks about listening. Because what the shepherd does is he calls while he's walking. Calls out to the sheep. And before the sheep ever sees the shepherd, he's heard the shepherd's voice. He's heard the call of the shepherd. Listen, as representatives of the shepherd, we need to give them something to listen to. Our lives are important. Brother Chester mentioned that, they may see our good works. And how we live is a testimony. And how we live is a way of witness. If we don't live right, our witness is going to be bad. Why should they listen to us if we don't live right? It'll do more harm than good. But more than just our actions, our life, our lips are important. The shepherd goes out speaking, crying out, calling with words to the lost sheep. And we should have words that we tell them. We should, every one of us, know how to lead somebody to the Lord. You should, without having a Bible with you, know verses enough to where you could lead somebody to Christ. You could witness and give them, if you will, the Romans road to tell them how they're a sinner and how God loves them and how their sin will send them to hell. There'll be judgment, but there's a way out. There's a way of forgiveness. Every one of us who know the Lord ought to be able to tell people with our words, and they would listen and hear. It's a listening aspect of this finding the sheep. Sometimes it's just Jesus loves you. Sometimes it's giving a track and saying, I'd love to invite you to church. We'd love to have you. I did that this morning. I left the house, I think, about 6:15. I went by Hardy's, and the fellow was there to drive through, and I gave him the track to the church, and I said, we'd love to have you at our church. And I really thought this early, this fellow can't be in a good mood. And he said, I really do appreciate this, buddy. And I thought, well, man alive, that was not what I expected. And sometimes that's all you got. Just a few moments where you can just say, I'd love to invite you to church. Let the Lord lead you in what to say. He knows their heart, and He knows what they need at that moment. But we must be ready, or it'll happen and we miss it. Wonder how many lost people we've missed today. Wonder how many lost people we walked by last week and they kept on in their lostness and we didn't tell them about Christ. He's talking about lost and leaving and looking and listening. I think that sheep was awful glad to see the shepherd coming. If he'd had enough of the wilderness, he was glad to see the shepherd coming. And if the shepherd was a good shepherd, he was really glad to see the shepherd coming. I think so many times the devil tells us they don't want to hear. And some of them don't want to. In the last few hours, I have talked to people, and I knew they didn't want to hear what I was saying about the Lord. I knew they were still steeped in their sin and had no desire whatsoever to get saved. But you know what? I told them anyway. Sometimes they don't want to hear, but there are those occasions when they do want to hear. And even if they don't, you can plant the seed. I used to go hear Buddy Fox preach when I was a teenager, and I'd sleep through most of it because we'd sit up half the night. But I'll tell you one thing, there was a seed planted. And even though I didn't want to hear it, and I was glad when he hushed, the seed was getting planted. It's listening. Saying what God tells you to say to them who do not know Him. That's called searching. We're talking about lost people. We're talking about trying to search throughout our day to find those people God wants us to witness to. You see, we don't know who we're supposed to go to. That's why he said in verse 4, he had 100 sheep and one of them. Well, now, he knew which one was missing, but we don't know which one's missing. We don't know who is the one. Is it the lady at the convenience store? Is it the man at the barber shop? Is it the person across the table at work? Is it the person who lives in the house with me? Is it the neighbor across the street? We don't know who is the right time and the right person. We don't know who, but He does.
And that's why in the morning we say, Lord, please show me who to say something to, who to speak to. Now, we could just tell everybody, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'll tell you what, there's some, listen, that God, when God speaks to me, He's working on me to tell them what they need to hear. But I believe when God speaks to me to tell someone, He's also working on their end. And if nothing else, just to hear it. They may not want it right now. They may not be ready to be saved yet. But I believe God puts the things together. That's why we need to be careful about who we talk to and make sure we don't miss our who. Wouldn't it be terrible for that shepherd to walk right by the sheep and ignore them once he found them out there in the wilderness and not even realize it, keep right on going? I'm talking about we don't know who. We don't know. It may be the banker. It may be the beggar. It may be the moral person. It may be the mean person. It may be the religious. It may be the rebellious. It may be the scum, and it may be the polished three-piece suit, Wall Street. We don't know who, but He does. The Father knows who He's working on. Who needs to hear? And as we go through our day, we need to not miss our who. That's why we start early in the morning. We don't know who we're supposed to talk to. We don't know who we're going to run into. We don't know who's going to be in our path. We need to be ready to see the who and know that's my who. I'm supposed to talk to them. We don't know who and we don't know where. That shepherd knows that sheep's out there, but he didn't know where. He could be anywhere. And the person you need to speak to could be anywhere. I've already said elevator, store, restaurant, Walmart, neighborhood, wrong number. Somebody calls you and got the wrong number instead of fussing at them and slamming the phone down and say, hey, I don't think this is a mistake. I believe their Lord led you. Can I tell you about Jesus? There's nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, it may just work. I'm talking about we don't know who and we don't know where. That shepherd may have to go to a dirty place to find the sheep. He may get out there and find that sheep neck deep in mud. And the shepherd's got to go there. He's got to go where the sheep is if he's going to find the sheep and get them back home. And we need to go where they're at. And I'm not suggesting you go to the bars and witness, but you may have to go to something just as bad. You may have to go to a neighborhood you wouldn't go there if it wasn't the Lord. And if it wasn't the Lord, you better not. But I want to tell you what, I've been in places sometimes that were dirty, vile, wicked. But I've seen God so many times take care of me. He may have to go to a dirty place. Don't ever think you're too good to go to the lowest person on earth. If you think you're better than them, you're in trouble. I appreciate what Brother Chester said this morning. Well, I want to tell you, I used to be like that. How in the world can I look down on them? My family that I did the funeral yesterday, some of them are very rough, very rough. I'm being kind by saying very rough. And I looked at them and I thought, there's you. There's you. There's you. Remember that, don't you? You remember what that's like, don't you? And I thought, if God saved me, He can save them. And I don't know where I have to go to find the sheep. Maybe a dirty place. Maybe a dangerous place. That shepherd may get out there and find that sheep has fallen over a cliff and barely hanging on. He's got to hang over the cliff to pull them up. And there may be some dangerous places you have to go to. But I want to tell you something. If you go where God says go, God will protect you. Some of our ladies, unfortunately, some of the men almost always go with them when they're out at Walmart and handing out trash. But those ladies just go out through there just with no fear whatsoever. You know what? The God of heaven's watching over them. They may get a track thrown down. They may get an alarm set off every once in a while. But God protects. When you're doing the Lord's will, He protects you even in the dangerous place. I've talked to people, honestly, I thought they was going to beat me up. But they didn't. And if they did, I'd heal. He may go to a dangerous place. He may go to a dirty place. He may have to go to a difficult place. That crazy sheep may be all the way at the top of the mountainside. And he's got to scale the mountain. That's not easy. But he has to if he's going to get his sheep. And I'll tell you, there's some people who are difficult. There's some people you pray for years. You talk to for years. Some of you have talked about your neighbors. You talked about people at work that are lost, and you've been requesting prayer for them, and you've been talking to them. Hey, it gets difficult sometimes, but if they're lost, we've got to keep trying. And every morning we ought to get up and say, Lord, give me the grace that if it gets difficult today, that I'm willing. That I do what I can to find the sheep, find the lost person that you send me to. I'm talking about we don't know who and we don't know where. Listen, we don't know when. That shepherd goes out through the mountains, out through the hillside looking. And it may be 5 minutes into his searching. He finds them. Or 5 hours. Or 39 minutes and 16 seconds. But I know this, as he's searching, be very easy to go around this hillside while the sheep's over on the other side. It takes some work for the two to meet. And God works, I've said it already, to bring you and them together. And you don't know when. You don't know when. That's why we need to be ready. To where when it happens, we're ready. We're alert. We're not just thinking about what we're doing or where we're going or what we're going to buy or our work or our plans or our... All those things are life. We got to keep that in mind. But while we're living life, we need to be searching. To where when He comes together, you and them, you're ready. That's why we pray every morning, Lord, please help me to be alert today. And when it happens, help me to be ready. Give me the grace to say what I need to say. We don't know. We don't know who and we don't know where and we don't know when, but we do know why. We know why we're searching. We know why He went and searched. He loved the sheep. And we need to care enough to go out. Listen, they are lost and they are lonely and some of them are looking. They're not happy. They lie like I did and say, I'm having the best time of my life. They're not. That's a lie. You don't have lasting fun in sin. And there are some that God has worked on and God has convicted and God has brought to the point to where they're almost ready to say yes to the Lord and yes to salvation if somebody just come to them and tell them. Somebody came to your door. Somebody preached a message you heard. Somebody gave a tract to you. Somebody came and found you, however you got saved. We don't know who and we don't know what. We don't know when, we don't know where, but we do know why. The reason why is because their only hope is that somebody gets the truth to them. That sheep must be found or it will die. And those people all around us are lost and headed to hell. And somebody needs to tell them their only hope is somebody gets the gospel to them. Some of them are tired of the wilderness and hoping somebody will come. And God wants to use you and me to tell them how to get out of the wilderness. It may be the first time they ever heard the gospel and they shun it. But they heard. It may be where they're ready, and you say just a few words and say, yes, that's what I've been looking for. Maybe somewhere in between. But we tell them because they need to hear it, and their only hope is to hear it. And in these verses, we find again the joy of finding that lost sheep. Oh, I'm telling you, one of the best times of your life is to see somebody saved. And see them after they're saved, the change and the development. And their eyes are different the next time you see them. And their lives are suddenly so different. And you say, I believe they got it. The shepherd says, come and rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. And that's a part of being the witness we ought to be. Oh, they won't all get saved. Man alive, no. You'll probably witness to 100 before somebody gets saved or more nowadays. But I'd rather witness to 101 get saved than to never witness to any. And I know this, if I witness to 100, I'm more likely to see one saved than if I don't witness about 3 or none at all. Every morning, a part of your life, my life, should be, Lord, I want to help your search. I want to go out looking today. Help me to be ready. Prepare my heart. Burden me for them. Give me boldness when the time comes. A burden and boldness. Let's stand together. I mean, if you'll come, if there's something on your heart you need to pray about, you may have somebody who's lost on your heart.